In the Gulf of Maine in particular, we've known about coral locations since around the 1800s. There have been sporadic recordings in taxonomy journals about corals being around. Really, this year was the first time we've managed to look at some of these massive populations and realize just how big some of these areas of corals are.
Right. They were described sort of as hanging gardens of coral, some of them many feet high. Describe what was actually seen down there, and how does that differ from the more familiar sort of corals people might be thinking of, you know, in the Great Barrier Reef, for example?
So if you think of Australia's Great Barrier Reef, these are areas that are very, very shallow. You can snorkel around and be able to see them. And they kind of occur on these flat areas, which have little bumps and little edges. The corals that we found in the Gulf of Maine on this expedition were found on walls. So these were structures around 40 foot high or so, 20 to 40 feet high, and they were literally covered in hundreds of coral colonies, all kind of hanging down, and then very dense populations.
Tell us about the Kraken 2, maybe the greatest name for a little seagoing device ever. So that was the submersible device that was used to get those pictures and videos of the coral down there. How is that different from perhaps what's been tried in the past?
So last year in 2013, we took a towed underwater camera. And so this is a camera sled system that you tow behind the boat. And it can fly off the bottom, usually by a couple of meters, and it takes photographs either down or looking forward. Well, this year we were lucky enough to have the Kraken 2, which is a system from the University of Connecticut. And the Kraken 2 is a remotely operated vehicle, and so this is a submersible, unmanned, so we don't sit in it. We sit up on deck, and it's connected to the ship by a wire, which brings back all of the images and a lot of other readings, such as temperature and conductivity and salinity. And so we're able to stay on the ship and be able to look at the images and be able to drive the system around. So rather than a towed camera, we have to look at a flat plane. This remotely operated vehicle can go up and down walls. You can stop and look at things. You can zoom in and look a little bit closer. So it gives us a much better perspective on what these coral populations really look like.
And what then is the significance of those corals being there, and why is it important that we now know about it?
So cold water corals, just like shallow tropical water corals, really form the base ecosystem for everything else that's going on in the Gulf of Maine. They're habitat forming, they form these big structures, and so you get a lot of organisms live around these corals. You get a lot of things like starfish and sea urchins, but you also get larger organisms like fish. Use these corals as habitat for their life cycles. You know, the Gulf of Maine was always considered an area where cold water corals were, but we didn't really have any big populations. And I think this research cruise and this expedition has really proved that wrong, that there are massive populations. And we're really just scratching the surface, too. We're hoping for more funding to be able to go back. We've used mapping systems to map larger areas, and now we can pinpoint locations where we think there'll be more of these big, really abundant populations.